talking today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. And Randy, you just, of course, wrapping up talking to Texas Southwestern cattle raisers here. And interesting time as far as here, the first day of April, no fooling. Cattle market looked really good in the first quarter of this year.
Well, it's been a really good recovery we've seen since last fall. The markets have come back about 35%. So we're back seeing cattle profitable in all segments of the industry, which is a very welcome situation. And obviously, we've got to improve moisture situation to go along with that. So our grazing lands look pretty good from north to south and east to west, and it looks like we're poised for good moisture here the next 60 days. So right now, things are hitting on all cylinders.
Let's talk a little bit about the various segments of the business, starting with the finished cattle. They actually surpassed some of your expectations that you talked about at the annual meeting here a few weeks ago. It seems like we've had a lot of demand for those cattle going to the packers.
Well, we have. We've had great demand, and yes, the market's gotten a little higher than we expected it would have here over the last 30 days. We've pushed on up in here into the low 130s, and you know, I just remind everybody that the market got cheaper too at the lows than we thought it would get. So we're pitching quite a little bit on both ends. We're in one of the most volatile times in the history of our industry, so I think we all have to take it with a grain of salt. With the magnitude of moves that we're seeing in these markets, we're quite likely going to continue to see bigger swings from highs to lows and from lows to highs than what we've seen over the last 20 or 30 years. So I think we just need to get used to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, short term, we are seeing some profits in these feedlots as well.
Well, we've had a nice run in profitability, you know, over the first quarter of the year. These cattle are making $180, $190 a head on average. And obviously some of the cattle that were bought back in the fall are making twice that much. So very welcome to see that. That's the key to seeing stability come back for cow-calf and stocker operators. The cattle feeders got to make money. We went 2 years without the cattle feeding segment making any money. So that's why you're seeing stability come back for cow-calf producers now.
Stockers, it seems like that middle segment between the cow-calf and the feedlot, it's been a little bit more difficult to make that really pencil out.
Well, it has, but we've had a nice recovery in that market. There's been margin on those cattle that are marketing in here coming off winter grazing programs. All those cattle are profitable. It's a little thinner when we look at, you know, the prospects for profitability as we get into cattle that will be marketing in that July, August, September time period. There's not been a lot of margin that we can capture out there. And again, this is the time of the year when our calf prices are at their highest of the year, and I don't think this year is any different than that. So, again, those that bought them early, they're being rewarded, and that's a pretty typical situation we've got now.
Cow-calf end of the business. 16 was an okay year. What do you see for our guys 17 and 18?
Well, I think we're going to be profitable in total in 2017. For cow-calf producers, we show average break-evens at about $1.40. We think calf prices are going to average in here in the low 150s. So it's not big margins, but there is some margin. For the top third of the producers with the best return status out there, they're going to be very profitable yet in 2017 and on into 2018. So it's a time, I think, for producers in each segment of the industry, they just got to sit back and look at it and say, is there things that we can do a little differently in here? How do I move from being an average return producer to a high return producer? And that but takes a focus both on production and on marketing. So those are things that we see a lot of producers doing, is really, really sharpening their pencil and trying to figure out how they can move that needle successfully to where they can generate more profitability in their businesses.
I know that, you know, down through the years as we've talked, I've heard you preach a lot about being that low-cost producer. In other words, really watching your costs in every way you possibly can. There was a little bit of a blip there for a while when we had those incredibly high calf prices and cattle prices and the margins for our cow-calf guys. Nobody had to pay too much attention to that, but we're back to more of a what you might call a normal situation, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we had a couple of years in there where things were too good to be true, and obviously that didn't last, as they never do. But that's really the situation. I would really focus not so much on low cost, because cost is only one part of the ledger. It's cost and productivity. And what we find when we look at the three common things that we see that differentiate high return and low return producers, what we see are this: high return producers don't skimp when it comes to nutrition. Mm-hmm. They don't skimp when it comes to animal health, and they don't skimp when it comes to breeding and genetics. Those are the three common denominators that tend to separate the high return and low return producers.
What's the one piece of advice that you want to leave with producers anywhere, you know, anytime you talk with them, especially today with this group? What's that one piece of advice that you really like to leave as a takeaway?
Well, I think the big thing is we have to continue to be business people in this industry. We need to sit back and look at where things are headed. Obviously, we've got a pretty good feel of where we're headed from a production and numbers standpoint. And bottom line is we need to stick to our knitting. We're going to have a more volatile time period. These markets are going to give us profit opportunities. And I think in this time of unprecedented volatility, we need to be in a position that we can take advantage of some of these good profit opportunities when they arise. And again, that may require a change in marketing programs for a number of the folks that were in our audience today that just need to look at and say, how can I move? How can I change the way I'm doing business to take advantage of this?